So this morning, we are here to celebrate amazing love. But whose amazing love? About 2,000 years ago, a man called Jesus asked his friends, as you've heard already, "Who do you say that I am?" Not long after that, at 3 p.m. on a Friday, just outside Jerusalem in the Middle East, the man we call Jesus Christ died. He had been tortured and executed. Christians and even many atheists agree that was a pivotal point in history. Far more significant than the Berlin Wall coming down, than 9/11, than Mandela's walk to freedom, or even Brexit. Every part of life and culture has been affected by the events on that one Friday. The author, H.G. Wells, said this: "I am a historian. I am not a believer. But I must confess, as a historian, that this penniless preacher from Nazareth is irrevocably the very centre of history. Jesus Christ is easily the most dominant figure in all history." And why is that? What did the death of this man Jesus do for any of us, especially us sitting here in Desborough College 2,000 years later? Jesus was God's master rescue plan for the human race, for you and for me, and for the countless others that have lived before us and who will live after us. Yes, Jesus was a man, but he was also the Son of God. God himself coming to live among us, to show us the heart of God towards us. One of absolutely amazing love. And to show us how we can live this life with God and with God in us. This Jesus lived a perfect life, not like the ones that we live, often filled with selfishness and fear and ego, lacking in love and compassion for one another. Jesus died on that cross because he loved us and he took our places in the death that we deserved by all of our failures and shortcomings. He rose from the dead, and that is what we are celebrating, especially today, because in doing so, he defeated death and he opened up new lives for us forever in that amazing love. God was prepared to give the life of his only Son for you and for me. That's how valuable you are as a person. You are not worthless. You are not useless. You are not insignificant. You are priceless human beings to God. We've had this verse already this morning. "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son." And this is why. So no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. What I want to do now is I want to show you a video about the amazing love of God in Jesus. It shows you a little more clearly who Jesus was and what he did for us. It was God's amazing love for us that brought Jesus to the cross. His great desire to bring us forgiveness, to wipe away the record of our wrongs, to open the way for you and me to know God, to know him deeply and personally, and to have that new full life that you saw the video speak about. This amazing love will make a real and concrete difference in our lives if we will invite it to do so. We are wired to need love, aren't we? We want to love, we want to be loved. We are relational people. The whole world talks about love, sings about love, and writes about love. What does amazing love look like to you? Let's just pause, ask yourself that. What would amazing love look like, feel like to you? Maybe you want to be loved by someone utterly, faithfully, gladly, freely. Maybe you want to be cherished, to be valued, to be accepted, to be believed in, never let down. Maybe you want that love to give you hope and courage for your future, to pour goodness on your life, to be your protector, to be a strength for you. Do you want love to be the answer to your fears, to the randomness of this life that we live? Death, health, money, relationships. Do you hope that love could bring a purpose to your life beyond your wildest dreams? A peace, a joy, an adventure to your life that goes way beyond jobs, money, possessions, even family and friends. This amazing love can do all that and far, far more. This amazing love is a person, God. The Bible tells us God is love. He is that amazing love that he proved by sacrificing the life of his son Jesus on a cross. The Bible tells us God's love is stronger than death. God's love drives out all our fears. That God's love died for us even when we were at our worst. That we can never, ever be separated from this amazing love. This love knew us, knew you before you were born. It knows every hair of your head. It values you. It delights in you. This amazing love is free to us through Jesus. It's free to us through Jesus. Now, today, this morning, forever. Will you accept this free offer of amazing love today? That question isn't just for those here who might be new to all of this. It's for all of us. Will we commit today, if we're people who've sat in church for years, will we commit today to go on more adventures into this amazing love and see it truly transform our lives? This love is a vast and unexplored territory that stretches out before us. It is more rugged than Mount Everest. It is deeper than the deepest ocean. It is vaster than space itself. And you and I have been invited by God to come taste and see how good it really is. Will you do that today and for the rest of your lives? There was a man called Paul who lived not long after Jesus died. And he was originally known as Saul, and he was a ferocious persecutor and torturer of every follower of Jesus he came across. And he changed from that to being Paul, an all-out lover of Jesus who was prepared himself to be persecuted, beaten, and tortured for his faith. He constantly traveled, he had no worldly comforts, and ultimately he was killed for his faith in Jesus. He was changed and transformed by an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, an encounter with amazing love. He wrote much of the New Testament that we have today in our Bibles, and he prayed this prayer, which is recorded in a letter written to the church in Ephesus. I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, and may you be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high his love really is, and to experience this love for yourselves, though it is so great that you will never see the end of it or fully know or understand it. And so at last you will be filled up with God. How are we going to respond to the amazing love of God? It starts with our response to Jesus. He says to all of us today, "Who do you say I am?" Some of you here today don't yet have a relationship with Jesus. Will you decide today to live with Jesus at the heart and centre of your life? He just waits for your invitation to do so. Will you accept his offer of forgiveness and a new life? But the question is for all of us, even if we're followers of Jesus already. Do you know, if we have worry, if we have stress, if we have anxiety, if we live in fear, lack of joy, lack of peace, and lack of hope in our lives, we need to know this amazing love so much more. Jesus wants us to experience his amazing love day by day in a deep and real way that brings us true peace, true rest, and true joy. So, who do you, each of you, say Jesus is today? Maybe you're hearing about Jesus properly for the first time today. Maybe you're ready to invite him into your life now, today. If so, we're going to pray in a moment and you can join in with that. It really is that simple.